here's two gentlemen that I want to recognize. This is Mr. Clark. Mr. Clark is the grandson, great-grandson of B.F. White, the author of our book. And this is Donald Clark, who is the great-great-grandson of B.F. White.
I'm Elijah Stephen Clark, and this is Donald Stephen Clark. Following down the line from Mr. B.F. White, one of my great uncles, Uncle Jimmy White, used to have the singings up around in Decatur Courthouse. I don't know whether any of you have ever been there or not, but he used to have them quite often. And then when Uncle Jimmy passed away, a relative, Sam Mann, used to conduct the singings at the courthouse. But then when he passed away, things just more or less dropped until Donald here picked it up last year and had a singing over there, which was rather successful. I don't know how he got into it. Neither one of us can sing. We can talk a little bit. Tell them about, you found one of the original books in the archives up in Washington, didn't you?
We went up to Washington this spring and went to the Library of Congress and saw the original book that the front cover of the new edition was copied from. The Library of Congress has a copy of the 1844 edition. And to get back to the family, so we'll know who we're descended from, his grandmother was Martha America White, who married E.H. Clark, and that was B.F. White's youngest daughter. And then their oldest son, Robert M. Clark, was his father. And one more thing I'd like to say. When I was doing research on the family, I came across an article where the first Sacred Harp sing, there was a politician in Georgia named Ben Hill. And he later became U.S. Senator. And he made a speech at the first Sacred Harp sing where he said that he thought that the Sacred Harp would live for a long time. And 136 years later, I'm beginning to believe him. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy being here.
Thank you.